Just blocks from downtown Fort Worth is the Allen Chapel. It's the city's oldest African-American church. It serves as the focal point of an historic community east of downtown, and it was designed by the first African-American architect to practice in Texas. He was William Sidney Pittman. He designed the church in 1914 for $20,000. And incidentally, he was the son-in-law of Booker T. Washington. Pittman designed the two-story church in Gothic Revival style. It's a rectangular building of pale yellow brick trimmed with white sandstone. Its arched stained glass windows that repeat across the facade are graced with a square bell tower on the southeast corner. Members of the congregation often said that when they approached the building, it resembled a blacksmith's anvil, a poignant reminder that slaves often worshipped in blacksmith shops. For worshippers to enter the sanctuary, they must pass through a front vestibule, past the pulpit, and face the congregation. This unusual arrangement is thought to be the idea of the original pastor to keep church members from turning around to see who else had arrived for the service. Oak wainscot, pressed metal ceilings, Gothic-style light fixtures, and stained oak seating add texture, warmth, and intimacy to the interior. Pittman designed numerous churches in Texas, but sadly, much of his architectural legacy has been demolished. Fortunately, renovation of the Allen Chapel in the early 1980s has preserved many of its original features. The church has been honored as a Texas historical landmark and listed on the National Register. And Pittman's vision continues in a building that has become a part of the soul of the surrounding community.